You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
Concerns have been raised from a peace group called Auckland Peace Action surrounding New Zealand's military involvement with both AUKUS and NATO. Today I spoke with Valerie Morse from Auckland Peace Action, and I started by asking her to fill us in on what AUKUS is and what are the consequences if New Zealand gets involved.
So AUKUS is the Australia, United States and UK military alliance, and the biggest part of AUKUS is a major submarine deal for Australia to buy nuclear-powered submarines to deploy throughout the region. So the major concern for New Zealand about that is the increasing militarization of the region and obviously having nuclear-powered submarines in the seas around the South Pacific.
Why does our country want to get involved with both AUKUS and NATO?
So New Zealand wants to get involved in one part of AUKUS, which is around surveillance and artificial intelligence stuff. So the government is saying that it wouldn't be involved in the nuclear submarine part of that, so that side of it. But what we're saying is you can't actually have one without the other. So they kind of want to bob each way. They want to be involved with AUKUS, but they're saying, oh, we want to have our nuclear-free status. But the problem is that sending all of these nuclear submarines into the seas with essentially New Zealand's endorsement is a real problem for that nuclear-free status. As far as NATO goes, so NATO stands for the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. So as its name suggests, it's based in Western Europe and the North Atlantic. So it's a US-led military alliance of the Western European nations. It's a nuclear alliance, so it's a nuclear weapons-supported alliance, and it effectively has nothing to do with the South Pacific. New Zealand had a very long-term involvement with NATO in Afghanistan, and we all have seen what a disastrous undertaking the war in Afghanistan is. So we don't think that New Zealand should have anything to do with NATO. Why does New Zealand want to be involved in NATO? Effectively, it's about kind of trying to contain China and China's expansion into the Pacific. We just think that this is the wrong sort of approach to take. It is about pushing more military solutions, more arms and weapons into the Pacific, and we just think that's a really bad idea.
You mentioned New Zealand was planning to get involved with AUKUS, but isn't yet. How involved are we with NATO at the moment?
So New Zealand is not a member of NATO, but it has very friendly and ongoing relationships with NATO and is involved in some exercises and training with NATO, particularly around disaster relief stuff. The government has recently had some meetings with members of NATO, so military commanders have been here to talk about deepening those ties. And we don't know exactly what that would look like, but we think it's a really bad idea.
What will it take to stop military involvement and PACs from New Zealand?
Well, I guess what I would say is New Zealand really needs to be following the lead of the South Pacific leaders who've come out in opposition to AUKUS. New Zealand is a South Pacific nation. We are effectively an indigenous nation. We are part of a community in the South Pacific that signed the Treaty of Rarotonga, which is about having a nuclear weapons-free zone in the South Pacific. So nuclear-powered submarines are not necessarily nuclear-armed, but they're part of the nuclear weapons trade and the production of things like plutonium that are necessary for nuclear weapons and nuclear power. We think effectively a foreign policy and a defense policy that's focused around peace, climate justice, and self-determination for the South Pacific is the kind of foreign policy and defense we'd like to see. So we want to see a de-escalation. So we want to be working towards getting rid of all weapons in the South Pacific and supporting people in the Pacific to be decolonized from their colonial powers. So people like the French that continue to hold colonial possessions in the Pacific.
Is there any way that members of the public can get involved in standing up against this?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's really, really important that communities get organised. So New Zealand obviously has an amazing history of peace activism, of non-violent activism, and around the country, you know, during the 1970s and the 1980s, when the peace movement was really active around the nuclear free issue, peace groups organized all over the place to do all sorts of different things. And one thing we're asking people to do right now is just simply to take the opportunity to email the Minister of Defense and the Minister of Foreign Affairs. So Minister of Defense is Andrew Little, Minister of Foreign Affairs is Nanaia Mahuta, and just let them know about your opposition to AUKUS and to NATO, to say we want actually peace and security that focuses on human security, that focuses on climate justice, not peace that's focused on buying more weapons.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
We just encourage people to follow the Auckland Peace Action Facebook page, Instagram and Twitter, and to get involved in Auckland Peace Action or Peace Action Wellington, our sister organization, if you're interested in being involved in, you know, any of these kinds of actions and activities. So it's important for people to power to take action and to be active in our community. That's how we can make some change.
That was Valerie Morse from Auckland Peace Action speaking to me about New Zealand's military involvement with AUKUS and NATO.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.